Take your Bibles. Romans chapter 1, I take it again, verse 16. Let's be on our feet. Is a tradition of the church to pick a text. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and verse 17. And that scripture says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." Everyone that believeth. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek, and also to the Igbos, and also to the Hausas, and also to the Lagosians, and also to all the Gentiles. For therein, that gospel, in it is the righteousness of God revealed. My emphasis is from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Open again 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. Let me read it from verse 14. Verse 14 and verse 15. In fact, let me read it all through to verse 17. Just for the purpose of emphasis. "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." He learned them from an apostle, a true witness. "And that from a child, right from your childhood, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. We're trying to continue our look at this review of the difference between the denomination and the bride. I'm hoping that you will know why God sent us a message in this age. So if you have not heard it, if you have not, maybe you are new in our midst, or you are the type that miss service, and you will not go to get the message that was preached. There are some people that, when they don't come to church, what they are asking is, "Abeg, any prophecy? Is there any prophecy? Did they say we should bring bad luck next week? Did they say we should do midnight prayer?" They will not say, "Abeg, how can I get the sermon that was preached?" And that is the most important aspect of the service. Praise God. In case you are not around, please go to the tapes. Go to the tapes. Go and get a copy for yourself. Let's continue and see how far we can go again today. The aim of these messages is to establish the bride of Jesus Christ worldwide. The time is coming now. Even now is that time where emphasis will no longer be where you worship, but who you are in relation to God's plan of salvation. Where are you making your calling and election sure? Praise the Lord. It's very important that you don't just go to church, be revelated. Apostle Paul, that's why I picked that scripture. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is in that gospel there is the power of God unto salvation. That's where the power of God is the gospel. And it is in that gospel that the righteousness of God And some people think that righteousness means don't paint your lips, don't wear trousers, sister, don't steal, don't fornicate, don't that. That is not all the righteousness of God. Somebody asked me a question. What of all those who did not baptize in the days of Luther, in the days of Wesley? They did not baptize in the name of Jesus. Will they be in the bride? I said, it's because you do not understand the meaning of the righteousness of God. The Bible says Abraham believed God. He believed God. What did he believe? God will only hold you guilty for the light he gave you at any given time, and you turned it down. You are judged by the light of your day. I don't know if you're understanding me. Hallelujah. The only light of the day, in the days of Luther, the only light was a light just enough for them to come out of the Catholic system and drop those things that the Catholicism had introduced that were contrary to the Bible, and get freedom again and come back to the Bible. That was the day the Bible was being handed over to the church. With one revelation, the church shall live by faith. If you had the message of the day and you came out according to the message of Luther, you had him and you came out, before God, you are righteous. That is the righteousness of God for that time. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. God judges you by what he has revealed to you in that age. In this age also, there is what he has revealed to us. You turn it down, you are out. If you like, tie your hair 24 hours with your cloth, they sweep ground anywhere you are going. You know, they even rub cream, not they rub, put powder. I am not of this world. And yet remain in that denomination when the voice say, come out of her now. No matter what, before God, your sins are upon you. You are not righteous. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because if you don't come out, you remain in bondage. The purpose of his word for that age is not achieved. So he's saying that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. From faith to faith. And we saw it in definition of faith in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than... let's read it. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gifts, and by it, he yet, and being dead yet, speaketh even now. So he did it by faith, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Which faith? He had only one revelation. One revelation. So faith here is a revelation. By revelation, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. For without revelation, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without revelation, Cain, you didn't know how to offer sacrifice. So your own will not be accepted. Although you too, you were offering sacrifice. Everybody, they go church. Everybody, they go church. Everybody, carry Bible. Everybody, Jesus, 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 Jesus. But there is the offering of Cain. And there is the offering of Abel. And Abel's own was received by God and counted to him for righteousness. In the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, from revelation to revelation. Isaiah said, precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. Praise the Lord. That's why it's important we take these teachings. And more so, that we are in a very critical moment of a serious move of God. That even within the entire message circle, many of us have been preaching error. Error, including me. And may God forgive me. And the same thing that is wrong with the denominational system is what has entered the entire message. Once we believe somebody else cannot make mistake, then anything he say we go repeat them. We have nothing anymore to judge anything anybody is saying. The same reason why God brought a message in this age. Praise God. It's very much, very well in the entire message. Very well. I was an ordinary church member with my preacher, Pastor Enoch, one of the pastors in my former church. They were teaching the 70th week of Daniel. And then they brought the fact that Hosea chapter 6 verse 2, letting us know that we have 2 days, 2,000 years before Christ will come back. And the point of calculation, according to the revelation, they took it from AD 33. There's one of our teachers here. I saw him coming to put offering. Anna, you used to be our Sunday school teacher here before. Listen very well, because I've been expecting you, Anayo, to call me and tell me I am teaching error because you are a teacher of the same thing. All of us, we are teaching the same thing before. I have left you. I left you. I don't leave you since. A lot of things we are holding on to that we could not line them with the Bible. We have decided to stay with the Bible. And the light is getting clearer and clearer and clearer. And I will prove some of them now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I was sitting down there because naturally I'm not a follow. Anything I say, I'm confused. That's what I'm doing. If I see a better thing, I will face it. I'm facing the one where they hope before. I said, allow you, see a better one for here. And that is why, too, no church could hold me down. All this nonsense pastors do can never catch me. They use fear and tie the people down in their churches until you are afraid. When you are dissatisfied to go, you are afraid. You don't want to go. What kind of witchcraft is that? Willingly, I came to a church. Now, I want to go now. I cannot go willingly. Something is wrong. When I heard of another church that was on fire, the church I stayed for 5 years. I was the song leader in the church there. When I finished leading song, I hand over the microphone to the pastor. I would signal my wife, my children. I say, okay, to the car. Will they go there? They used to start their own 12 o'clock. And one day the pastor sent for me in his office. He used to be a very senior manager with the Nigerian Airways. And I came to his office. He said, I noticed for some time, anytime you finish leading song, you drive off with your family. I say, oh, do you know so place? Yes, anytime I know there is something going on there, I go there. And I ask him, I say, am I wrong? Have I broken any scripture? Do I not have freedom to go where I want to go? And he quickly knew where I was going. He said, no, it's okay, Brother Moses. I know you are matured enough. I said, okay. I thought there's something wrong. Yeah, that's where I normally go. Even this Sunday, same, now there they go. Praise the Lord. And when it was time to leave that church, I went to them where they were having their meeting, their ministers' meeting. I said, on Sunday. In fact, I was driving out in my car with my family. My wife remembers. I said, today is the last Sunday we are worshiping in this church. All of them were in the car. Where are we going to worship? I said, you see, where would they go that time? Like, there we're going to go now. There's no apology. And on Monday, I went to them. I said, please, I've come to tell you people that from now, last Sunday is my last time I worship with you. I've come so that you people will pray for me. I want to go. Brother Moses, why? I said, no. I discovered that you have tried your best for 5 years. But my life, my spiritual life, you try your best. I think I have problem. My spiritual life, no change. So I want to try another place. Without thinking over it. What? Did you die for me? How, Brother Moses, you are bold. Bold with who? God or man? On my own, I leave my house. I can't join church. Then I won't go now. I know if you go, wallahi, you have been bewitched. You are free to leave this church. If I vex, that same spirit is in me. Why will you be here? Who forced you to be here? You are here grumbling, grumbling, grumbling. To start with, you, if you are not happy with what is going, you can't receive here. So you go, and there is anything here disturbing your flow spiritually, you go. You are not going to heaven because of any church you are worshiping in. Hallelujah. There must be freedom. Freedom. Somebody came and said he's from Chusi. He's a pastor from the east. Travel here to correct his water baptism. And begged that please let the camera not come their side, his side. He said if they see him, he's gone. I said respect his wish. He's small, small. Small, small. As he continued to listen to us, one day, the wings will have strength. The wings will have strength. And one of those, he will fly out of that place. Revelation. And from the time that you were young, small, child, he said, Timothy, amen. I'm not finished the argument. They picked it from 80, that is the 2,000 years, sorry, that's where I was going to. Because the church shall live by revelation, revelation. And let me tell you, this pulpit is not the absolute custodian of revelation. I can misplace scripture and you there should be able to correct me. And write it, don't wait until I come down from the altar. Write it, give it to the coordinator. You said this. What of this? Correct me. You will help me too. Amen. Do you think I want to preach error? Am I preaching into my kingdom? When you see something, let me know. And I told the pastor, I said, you are picking, you are starting from AD 33 when Christ died. But Hosea chapter 6 verse 2 said, he has smitten us. And he will bind us up. On the third day he will revive us. When were they smitten? I said they were smitten in AD 70. He said after 2 days. From when? From AD 70. Now, immediately I told Pastor Enoch Onyebuaha, see what I am seeing. He said, he just told me, he said, shut up. Do you know authorities have spoken? That is telling me he was repeating what Raymond Jackson has taught. And Raymond Jackson is a respected teacher. This is what he has spoken. You are coming to, you are bringing another day. Who are you, ordinary church member? So I quickly told, I say, Pastor, let us not fight. Whether it starts from AD 33 or AD 70, the important thing is that within this period, I want to be saved. That is the whole matter. Let's not quarrel now. I want to be saved. and they can fight over stupid things. Hallelujah. Therefore, when I'm speaking here, I am speaking by a conviction I have, provable from the Bible. Revelation is progressive. Revelation, God doesn't give you all at once. He doesn't. Like this morning, something I've been teaching, it quickened something to me. And I stood up in my room. I said, but the time where the teacher, why didn't you show me this one too? Why didn't you show me this one too? When I was teaching, you go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And may the Lord take you deeper and deeper into the revelational knowledge in the name of Jesus Christ. It's all for you to understand and give you reason to stand. Not your identity will not be being identified as a member of any church. Don't be proud because you are holding sermon book. But be proud because that sermon book you are holding made you a Christian. Praise the Lord. That same parable again. Who will help us read it? Matthew 13 from verse 24. Just look at something there. If you see it, maybe for emphasis, I will read it. For emphasis. Matthew chapter 13. Are we there? From verse 24. This is the story of the church of Jesus Christ, spoken in a parable by Jesus himself. And it's a very common scripture in this church, but we'll continue to make reference from it, with it, as far as what we're trying to bring out is concerned. Another parable put him forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, my emphasis, while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also that were planted by the enemy. So the servants of the household that came and said unto him, sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then had it tares? He said unto them, an enemy. Emphasis. An enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, no. Lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. The harvest is the rapture. Let all of them grow. Let all of them be in the church, be growing together until the rapture. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather you together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. My emphasis is that the good man, the owner of the farm, planted the good seed. While men slept, the enemy came and planted his own. And he's talking about the church. And remember, the Old Testament makes you understand the New Testament. There are types and shadows. And I have emphasized this, that the story of what is happening in the church today is a display of the two mysteries, the mystery of iniquity and the mystery of godliness. How Satan entered mankind and how God came to deliver man from Satan. The type is in the Old Testament, in Genesis, Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, family. But it's actually speaking about the church of Jesus Christ. The church that was pure. And we have the type here set down here. I mean the facts, the evidence, the witness here in the Bible of how the church of Jesus Christ was and how it should be. But somehow something began to happen. And today, the way the church is certainly is not how it should be. And many people are asking questions. But he allowed it to be like that until the end time. So to understand this very well, always note that it was when the men slept. I believe with the whole of my heart that if Adam were by Eve, if he was with Eve, serpent would not come. Am I correct? Because if you read the story, it was after she finished with serpent that the Bible says she now came to tell Adam what was happening. And remember, at that time they were not going to farm. They were not going to look for business. The family is not even large for you to say he went laboring looking for food. So you will not say he was busy walking anywhere, so it is obvious he was sleeping. He was sleeping, though. Because if he's awake, he won't let it happen. Praise the Lord. And the serpent came in that same womb of Eve, that he is planting his own seed inside. The serpent came and planted his own there too. Amen. How do we know? As the church began to grow, two groups of people were in the church. Those who are ready to follow this Bible, the Word of God, and those who it doesn't matter. No. Did God say so? No. And Apostle Paul gave us that mystery. That Satan has his ministers. The serpent was the minister of Satan. Inspired by Satan to do what he did. There are pastors disguising themselves as angel of light. Satan has his ministers. Until you catch this revelation, you will think that every pastor is from God. But by their fruits, you will know them. So to make the picture even clearer, we now have the story of Abraham. And Abraham, in Genesis chapter 26, remember in Genesis chapter 25, we see something here. Let's read it. Amen. But from verse 1, then again Abraham took a wife. That's after the death of Sarah. In case you are hearing me for the first time, bringing this emphasis. And her name was Keturah. And she bare him, I mentioned all those children. Amen. And in verse 5, and Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. He gave all that he had unto Isaac. And Isaac is the son of promise. And Isaac is the son of the free woman. And the free woman, the Bible says, shall not be heir with the son of the bond woman. Isaac cannot be share the same inheritance with the child of a slave. And so Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, but unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son. What did he give the sons of the concubines? Oh, are we together? What did he give them? But what did he give Isaac? But he gave the sons of the concubine what? Do they know anything apart from gift? Do they know anything apart from anointing? Do they know anything else? Because we are talking about the church. The church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Two groups of people are there. Isaac and Ishmael. Son of the free woman is Isaac, a type of the bride of Jesus Christ. We're a product of a promise of God to get himself a glorious church in this age. And when he gets us, he brings us and washes us with the washing of the water by what? The word. And he equips us with all here is the totality of the mystery of redemption. Totality of grace. Totality of who he is. Here you will see revelation. Don't be surprised why some people don't know what you know, even though they are reverend doctors of theology. Amen. They are sons of the concubines that refuse to be dressed by Hegai, Brother Abraham. That Hegai, that eighth chamberlain, hallelujah, is the ministry of William Branham, is the ministry of perfection. But there is an eighth chamberlain. What is his name? Shaashgaz. Amen. What is his ministry? He is a keeper of the concubines of the king. Who are the concubines? They are those who refuse to be dressed by the message of the day, but still want to serve this Jesus. He raises ministers that will take care of them, but they are not the bride. They cannot be queen. Only one Esther. Say, whatever the messenger of the day gives me, that is what I will dress myself with. I don't have any message of my own. For the Bible says, a time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But they will heap to themselves teachers with itching ears to tell them what they like to hear. No. You show them something. No. Because they are not sheep, they are goats. They are not eagles, they are chickens. So that you that decided to follow the Bible, don't compare yourself with them. All that God gave them is gifts because they love him. They love him. And whosoever come to him, he will in no wise cast out. That's why you are surprised at the miracle signs and wonders are happening in churches that preach. Don't even go for water baptism. Don't even minister the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Things are happening. Instead of preaching salvation, you know what they are preaching. And yet, testimonies are flowing there. And it can confuse others, but the wise shall understand. Are they here? Then why are they not responding now? Where are the wise now? Eh? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So he gave them gifts, that to Isaac, a type of the bride, he gave all. From Genesis to Revelation. And the power. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. It's only among the bride of Jesus Christ that this power will be seen. Power. The power here is to do three things. The power that transforms a sinner to a saint. The power to preach the gospel. It gives you boldness. You're not afraid to say the truth, even if they will kill you. And thirdly, the power to cast out devils. This sign shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. Until the totality of this is seen among you, you are not in the end time message. There must be evidence of conversion, not evidence of membership of a church, of a following. What is the evidence that you are in the end time message? The evidence is not the sermon books you carry. It's not the picture of William Branham you put. It's not the tapes of William Branham messages that you preach in your church. If you hold on to that, that is cultish. He'll call you a cult. These signs shall follow them that believe. Elisha followed Elijah. What is the evidence? He followed him. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul was telling Timothy, knowing of whom you have learned these things. Timothy learned something. He learned something from who he was following. Elisha learned something from who he was following. But Gehazi did not learn anything because his eye was somewhere else. And yet, he followed the messenger of his day. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now, let's watch it. What is the evidence that he received all? Isaac. If you are the Isaac generation, clap your hands. Wait. I didn't say everybody clap hand. If you don't even understand what I'm saying, don't respond. It's better you don't say amen than to say amen. Person that cursed you just because he's saying Jesus' name. Anybody that had Jesus' name, amen. Meanwhile, the person has cursed you in the name of Jesus. Even when prayer points are called, listen to the prayer point before you start to say amen. Some prayer points may tell you, pray, it'll go better for you this week. He actually meant to say it go better for you this week. But he mistakenly said it no go better for you this week. So you will reverse it. No, Lord, it go better for me this week. It go better for me this week. So make sure you are listening. Don't just come to church. Now, if you are Isaac's generation, clap your hands like I see. If your neighbor didn't clap hands, then it's Ishmael generation, concubine generation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And if he's a gifted brother, a gifted sister, then he is Eliezer. You know there's Eliezer of Damascus. He cannot inherit what Abraham has. Because he's only a servant, he's not a son. There are people that are servants of the Lord Jesus Christ now. They are called Shaashgaz. They are called reapers. They are called Agbero for bus station. They do the work very well from morning to night. Sweating. Oshadi. No, we know. They have improved. You know, before. Now, when they come, then they run, go meet you for road, collect your bus. They come. Now, they have gone digital, now with microphone now. From morning to night. But they know they enter the motor, go anywhere. At the end, they collect their tithes and offerings and buy designer clothes and buy this. But that heaven, they will not go. But we will enter the bus and we will take off. We are marching to Zion. Beautiful Zion. We are marching upward to Zion. The beautiful city of God. That's why when God wants to show you a church, He will show you a bus with your pastor as a driver. Then if you want to show, you say you don't have a leader for this church, you will go see all of them for that bus, but there is no driver. And some of you to come up from that place, you go stay there, my church. Go enter dry fasting, they pray. When you finish, he will show you the bus again. The bus begin go by itself. It can't crash. Then you were inside. You came out, leg broken. This one. You say, which kind? Accident will not be my question. Not be accident, now your church. Say, bus. We are traveling from earth to glory. Praise the Lord. You have to catch this thing before we close this thing today. Then Abraham died after he gave the gifts to the concubine, sons of the concubine, and to the promised child. He gave all. There are things that Isaac knew that the sons of the concubine didn't know, but they are all children of Abraham. It's a mystery. You must understand. Don't say those denominations are of the devil. They are not of the devil. They are not. In the context of this revelation, you must catch it. It's important. Praise the Lord. And then he died. And it's very important that we look at chapter 26. 26 verse 15. Chapter 26 verse 15. Concerning Isaac, from verse 13, hallelujah. And the man, that is Isaac, was great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. That's why I believe that we must prosper. If you want to see millionaires and billionaires, they should be found among us. And that poverty is a curse. Among deliverance, God will deliver us from the curse of poverty. No, it's not only our revelation we will make sure. We will not only line up our revelation, we must possess our possession. Do you understand what I'm saying? If we are the Isaac generation, and verse 15. Now this is where I am going. For all the wells, listen very carefully. I'm going a little deeper now. For all the wells which his father's servants, had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines had stopped them, covered them, and filled them with what? With earth. The Philistines, the wells that the father's servants dug in the days of Abraham. After Abraham died, everything, life continues. But the Philistines came to those wells and stopped them with what? What is earth? Earthly things, earthly doctrines. Doctrines of men covered up anything that has to do with the light of the gospel. Everything was covered after the apostles. All of them died. The enemy came and collected the Bible away from the people. That is what produced the Dark Ages. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ spoke something. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not, because it cannot, hallelujah, it cannot prevail. Nobody can stop the purpose of God. Nobody. Nobody can battle with God. Now, see, this is the evidence. Let's continue from verse 16. And let me do a long reading here, but I'll read fast so that we get the picture. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Oh, is somebody catching something here? Isaac's generation went back to the Bible. We don't have another doctrine. We don't have any other thing else. The word of God remained the same. This is what the apostles drank from. The early believers, this is where they received their strength, spiritual speaking. He came back, looked for it again. Our early fathers, they baptized in the name of Jesus. No Father, Son, Holy Ghost. We didn't see that in the Bible. They did not sprinkle people and say they baptized you. They did not baptize infants. The ministry was not one man family business. They did not have headquarters with branches anywhere. Whatever the Bible says, what we say, say, they are permit not a woman to teach. No, you talk authority over the man. A woman cannot be a pastor. No woman was ordained into the ministry to watch over the people as general overseer. And I'm saying this here. Every move carries a mixed multitude. People, the Satan himself brings his own carnal people here. And some come on their own. The attraction is the anointing here. If by Jesus, I think his name is by Jesus, Simon the sorcerer. Can I give you money so that I can have that? All their eyes is on the anointing. If I can just get this anointing, I know my life don't better finish. Imagine this church as they raise plenty prophets. Some people were surprised. I was receiving some text messages. Friday night was prophetic night. How many people enjoyed it? Clap your hands if you enjoyed it. And they were seeing sister after sister after sister prophesying. And they were surprised. What is that? Even people that they didn't know could prophesy. They were sitting there with microphone, making discernments and giving messages. And prophet after prophet was coming out. Prophet after prophet. What is happening? It can only happen in a ministry like this. Even in the inter-message churches, they won't allow it to happen. Many of them. Hallelujah. But we must be free. We have heard the sound of jubilee. Hallelujah. We must come back to the Bible. And that is the scriptural pattern. No husband and wife in church. They come here or they come here. There are sisters that were gifted in this church. They have left here and they are having churches. And some evangelists from this church have followed them. And those sisters have employed them to be their pastors. To work for them and with them. It's happening here. Praise God. So when you see it happen, don't be surprised. There are prophets that were here. The only thing I want you to note is, that's why we keep hammering it. Every opportunity we have, we tell the people here we don't charge. We say it. Because these people will smuggle in. And before you know what, bring that stupid spirit into a church like this. And remember that we have members that are here from denominational hangover. They will not see anybody doing these things and talk. Ah, no, we may go make them drop person for this church. They saw it though. Even when we hear that somebody charged someone, we are asking you, some of you on phone, please, can we know the name? Pastor, I don't want you to drive anybody because of me. See? You are as guilty as the person that is messing up this place. As God will judge the person, God will judge you also. Oh, that is the truth. Whether I say it or not. Woe to him that doeth what? Eh? That does what? Cursed is he that doeth the work of the Lord what? Deceitfully. The person is cursed. The Bible says so. And cursed is him that keepeth his word. Because you are supposed to apply your sword, that is your rod. Eh? This nonsense happening here. And you see, you say, I know they will not be me go make a. Hey, you are already cursed. Some people don't know it is in the Bible. Which scripture is that? Thank you. Everybody knows it. 48 verse 10. Everybody underline it in your Bible. Carry Bible. Underline it. Jeremiah 48 verse 10. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. And cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Nobody say you go carry sword, go keep us, you know. What he's saying is you must respond and react like Phinehas. And when you allow it, the place gets decay. You know that a sister is not married to the brother. He's a member of your church. And you are covering it up. You know they are living together. You are covering it up. You are cursed. Oh, that's the truth. A brother attempted to rape you, sister. You did not report. So that we expose that nonsense. You are accursed. That's true. Somebody is charging money. They charge money, charge you money from this pulpit. Freely we receive, freely we give. Amen. And you know somebody is doing arrangee miracle. And you know talk, you are accursed. The person is already cursed, though. Now you are the talk to now. You are cursed. And if there is anybody in this church, that curse is upon you. I break that curse today in Jesus' name. See them? They are saying amen. Not them. Hallelujah. Now in verse 19. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the headsmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's headsmen, saying, the water is ours. We are the first church. We are the original church. We are the custodians of the message. We are. And he called the name of the well Esek because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna. Hallelujah. And he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. Hallelujah. And he said, for now the Lord has made room for us. And we shall be fruitful in the land. Praise the Lord. And he went up from thence to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father, fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he builded an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants digged a well. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And maybe let me finish that. Verse 26. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar and Ahuza, one of his friends, and Pichol, the chief captain of his army, and Isaac said unto them, wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me and have sent me away from you? And they said, we saw certainly that the Lord was with thee, and we said, let there be now an oath between us, even between us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord. And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up betimes in the morning, and swore one to another, and Isaac sent them away. And they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day, that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, we have found water. And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. Now there's something we can pick from this story. That's why I made this long reading. Watch it here. Praise God. Amen. Isaac, the promised child, had to return to those same old wells. If this is all I explain and close, I'll be happy. So listen very carefully, if you can catch it. He came to dig the wells back. That is his assignment. Our assignment as the bride of Jesus Christ is to come back to those wells and drink from those wells. Every minister, God gave us a ministry in this age. It is to come and drink from those wells. But this is actually the story of the church of Jesus Christ. When Jesus in Matthew 16 said that I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Then you will understand as we try to look at Revelation chapter 3. Take note. Revelation chapter 3. In Revelation chapter 3, chapter 2, chapter 3 is the message to the angels of the seven churches. And we know those seven churches are the seven churches in Asia Minor. They are speaking of the seven church ages. Seven church ages, each age with a star messenger, with the light bearer for that is starting from Apostle Paul as the gospel comes to the Gentiles. And this will undergo seven different dispensations. Every theologian agrees with that. Now there's something I want you to note. That you will notice in chapter 3. Chapter 3 tells us about the seven church ages in Revelation. Chapter 4 lets us see the throne of grace, the throne of God with four beasts there. What is the first beast there? The lion, the calf, the face of a man is this beast. He saw four beasts like a lion, like a calf, with the face again, like a man. And the fourth one was the flying eagles. Then chapter 5, we see the sealed book that was held by he that sat on the throne, the title deed of redemption, sealed with seven seals within and without. No one, as John was looking at it, no one was worthy to collect that book and open the seals. And he was crying, and one of the elders, one of the 24 elders before the throne there, as we saw in Revelation chapter 4. In Revelation chapter 4, we have four beasts and we have 24 elders before the throne. The 24 elders seen there are the 12 patriarchs of Israel that form the natural church, Israel of God, and the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ that form the foundation, the apostolic foundation for the New Testament church. They are the two witnesses. Hallelujah. And one of those 24 told him, John, weep not. There is someone that has prevailed. Who is he? The lion of the tribe of Judah, and he appeared as a lamb. Behold the lamb that taketh away the sin of the earth. Only him was qualified. He collected that book, and we come to chapter 6, and he began to open the seals. There are 7 seals there, and they are all the agenda, things after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, until his coming back to take over the earth, is what is in those seals. Why are they sealed? Because they are kept there secretly there until he who alone has prevailed will come to open it. It's the Lord Jesus Christ himself that is making us understand this, because only him has the authority to open it. And only the bride will know what those seals mean. Hallelujah. The wise, they are the wise virgins that will understand. And if you are following me, and you will notice in the chronology of fulfillment, he opened the first seal. It was a white horse. And one of the beasts came out. I mean, what did he say? He told him, come and see. It is speaking of the representative of the type of anointing that God will use at that time. The characteristic of this beast will let you know how God will move among his people to counter that. The gates of hell, they are those 4 horse riders in Revelation chapter 6. Jesus Christ was speaking of those 4 horse riders. But the truth is this, as far as the church is concerned, it is only the first 3 horse riders that concerns us. The 4th horse rider belongs to the Jews. Anayo. The first 3 only. I have taught you that the church ages cover seal number 1 to seal number 4. But I have seen different, and I can prove it. That the church ages cover from the first seal to the 3rd seal. And that the rapture strikes at the 3rd seal. And I can prove it. I have preached contrary before. If you are listening to my old message, drop the one I talked before. This one is the correct one now. And I have no apology to anybody for it. And you can call me any name you like. I prove it from the scripture. After all, I'm not looking for followership. Hallelujah.